This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi today on the occasion of World Environment Day. The Prime Minister will plant a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam initiative. This will be a part of the Aravali Green Wall project, which aims to reforest the 700 kilometers Aravali range. More from our correspondent.
The project is intended to spread green cover in the 5 km buffer area around the Aravali Hill Range in 29 districts of 4 states including Delhi, Rajasthan, Haryana and Gujarat. It aims to boost biodiversity of the Aravalis with afforestation, reforestation and restoration of water bodies. It also aims to improve the soil fertility, water availability and climate resilience of the region. The project will benefit the local communities by providing them with employment and income generation opportunities. With Raisuddin Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister will also flag off 200 electric buses under Delhi Government's Sustainable Transport Initiative, promoting clean urban mobility and symbolizing the nation's collective responsibility towards ecological balance. On the World Environment Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the people to deepen their efforts towards protecting the planet and overcoming the challenges which are being faced nowadays. Sharing a video on his social media platform about protecting the environment, Mr. Modi complimented all those working at the grassroots to make the environment greener and better. National Investigation Agency is conducting searches at 32 locations across Jammu and Kashmir in an ongoing terror-related case. The searches are being conducted since early morning based on specific inputs against overground workers of various terrorist organizations in terror conspiracy case. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the path-breaking steps taken by the government for the upliftment of people from poverty and its focus on empowerment, infrastructure and inclusion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wrote, "Initiatives like PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat have enhanced access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking and health care." He added that the push for direct benefit transfer, digital inclusion and rural infrastructure has ensured transparency and faster delivery of benefits till the last mile. In Sikkim, the evacuation of stranded tourists from Chatain has begun today at Pakyong Greenfield Airport. The two Mi-17 helicopters have successfully completed its first evacuation operation, transporting 39 evacuees from Chatain to Pakyong Airport. Additionally, 4 passengers were safely evacuated using the Cheetah helicopter. In order to provide convenience to the tourists to commute till Siliguri, the state government has further arranged buses for their ease. Additionally, Mi-17 helicopter is on standby to assist in airlifting the stranded tourists to Bagdogra safely, ensuring support and safe transport are readily available for those in need. The evacuation is likely to be over by afternoon. India has been elected to the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations for the period from 2026-28. The Council is at the heart of the UN's mechanism to advance the 3 dimensions of sustainable development, economic, social and environmental. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has thanked member states for their overwhelming support and reposing their trust in India. The domestic benchmark equity indices opened higher today, extending gains from the last session as investors await a rate cut from the policy meeting of Reserve Bank of India. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, climbed 198 points to 81,196 in opening trade, while National Stock Exchange's Nifty 50 rose 71 points to trade at 24,691 in the opening session. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Indian Railways will soon start using e-Aadhaar authentication to book Tatkal tickets. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that this will help genuine users get confirmed tickets during need. More than 30,000 organizations across India have registered to participate in Yoga Sangam 2025, the main event of this year's International Day of Yoga. And that is the end of this news bulletin.